One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Is that where you're going to sit, Jordan?
Well, yeah, where I usually sit. Sorry, I'm... Oh, see, I'm tired.
Wow, that was recorded.
Was it? Sorry.
I'm released.
I won't blame you if you release that. You can. Sorry.
I'll add it to my folder.
Sorry, Ben. I've been up since five and I've not eaten all week. Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in and extra bits from our week and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas. What have you done there, my headphones?
You were just... Was that in mine or yours?
You've just turned my headphones down there.
Well, you're a much more manageable level in my ears, though.
Right. What did you press then? Right. That's better. Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Keep it there.
That's really loud.
No. Bit lower. Sorry, Gene Davis. Bit lower. Yeah. Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah. Not today. Oh, look, I'm sweating.
I'll be honest, you don't look great. We should just point out it's not coronavirus.
I look terrible.
Jordan ate something that disagreed with him in his foreign, far-off land.
I've basically got food poisoning. I've got...
Do you know what it was?
No. I think it might have been some... paella I had at the airport, seafood one.
No, you see, I'm so... Well, I don't like seafood, but...
I think it was that at the airport, and I have had a tough week. Don't I look grey and pale and see-through right now? And
yeah.
I've hardly eaten anything this week.
Oh.
I'm not exaggerating when I say this is the worst tummy bug I've ever had. I don't want to go into too much detail, but basically I'm pissing out my arse.
Right. Did you notice that when you told us on the group yesterday, I decided I would react like you would react if I was ill?
Why? What?
With phrases such as, both ends, ?
Don't be crude, William Hansen. You've been brought up better than that.
Brought.
Jesus. Being crude like that.
You'll be down the plug hole next, was another Jordan North phrase.
I did say that.
Decided to use.
I'm sweating, I'm clammy, I'm... Oh, sorry, Gene Davis, don't mean to whinge. I've got a bloody day of it today as well.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. I've been eating dry toast all week and it's not done anything. It's the cramps. It's the stomach cramps that are the worst.
Shall we just go over your funeral arrangements just in case?
We've not done that, have we?
We've done mine. I know you want some You'll Never Walk Alone or some rubbish like that.
No, I won't want that.
What do you want?
I want... I did it my way.
Yeah, that's it.
As I... very original.
Yes. The Kreml will never original. Have heard that.
So...
And actually, are you being cremated?
Yes.
Yes, okay, fine.
Yeah. Although I'm freaking burning up as it is, so...
They can do you half price.
I know, yeah. Wendy will get a bargain on it. Yeah. I'll leave you something in my will.
So
what
many
could
jokes.
What could I leave you in my will? I've got...
Double-ended dildo.
Wow. Wow. Where did that come from?
Your ass. Anyway.
Jesus. What's gotten into you today? Are you trying to be me because I'm ill?
Yes, I think I'm... Oh, my God, I'm identifying as Jordan North.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm a bit... I'm just clammy. Sorry, I'm not whinging, Gene Davis.
Look at that.
I've only had... Feel that. I've only had that on for... 45 minutes. Oh. It's wet through.
Why?
I've got a meeting with a very
important... Why wear black if you're sweating?
Because that's the best thing.
No.
Grey.
White.
No, white.
White would be better.
No, it shows up white. Grey's worst.
Okay.
I've got a lunch today as well with a very important executive producer. Not
Ben.
Not Stuart. Hello? You're not well? Have you had dry toast? Dry toast will sort you out, it will. You see those 2 ounces on the hill, dry toast. Yeah, so I've got like a really important lunch thing. I've not eaten all. I couldn't think of what worse.
Where are you going for lunch?
Riding House Cafe.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
How lovely.
It's not, we've been there before, haven't we?
It rings the bell.
Yeah.
Possibly. Anyway,
so, and I'll be fine. I'm meant to be doing Tough Mudder tomorrow as well.
You can't do Tough Mudder in your condition.
I've promised.
No, you're ill.
I've had it booked since January. This is what I do, though, don't I? I don't like letting people down, so I stretch myself.
Yes, but you will be even worse if you do Tough Mudder. Okay? Next week will be a write-off as well.
The only positive about it is, if I shit myself halfway through, no one had noticed.
There is that. Lord. I mean, I know I've contributed to the smut in this episode, but I'm
smut is filth. I'm so sorry, Gene Devers. That's the only thing I thought, well, if I do follow through, no one will notice. But anyway, shall we crack on with the...
Yes, do you feel up to reading the intro to the script?
I've already done that.
Have you?
Yeah.
So, oh, okay.
It's your bit. Responses.
Right, we've had a tweet in here from Katie Mercer. Katie had just listened to our recap of Dublin, the Help We're Backstage in Belfast episode, where we touched upon our food. Oh, my God, it's not a residual from the burrito. Is it what you're having?
Oh, God, that's... Because I had a icky tummy then as well. Basically, this is probably what it is. Because we had... William and I were both really bad on Saturday morning after we ordered a burrito in Dublin.
Yes.
I was bad then. This is next level bad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, Katie is asking, and obviously we didn't name the burrito place, but obviously, because of Katie's tweet, it's a thing. She said, just listen to the recap, did we have a bougie bum? Ha 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 ha.
What's a bougie bum?
Well, the name of the place might be within that. Boojam.
I'm not...
So a bougie bum is obviously... It's a thing in Ireland, and Northern Ireland, known that if you eat the burrito from that particular restaurant...
Oh, is it?
You might get a bougie bum.
Why didn't you tell us that before? Because you were going, everybody's going on about it.
Well, maybe they were going on about it in a negative way.
Christ. Well, what, with that and the Guinness...
Yeah. Can I also say with the Guinness, and I sent this on the group the other day, nobody told me that Her Majesty the Queen and the late Duke of Edinburgh have been to the Gravity Bar at the Guinness.
Yeah, you'd been where the Queen had been.
Yes. I would have paid much more attention, even though I like to think I actually did quite well in that.
I was absolutely hammered that day.
You were.
I'm so sorry. I was absolutely gone.
But it's okay. We had a nice time.
Yeah, we did. I was gutted I didn't get to go to the actual Guinness shop and buy some T-shirts.
I know.
And
stuff. I felt a bit bad about that.
Yeah.
But because you got very excited. We hadn't even done the tour and you got excited with the merchandise.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sure there will be other opportunities. Mm. Apparently, they're building one in London.
Oh, are they?
Someone told me.
Oh, okay.
So you just go and get the merch in London.
All right. Okay.
Next piece of correspondence, and this is from Merin. Hello, Merin. Hi, William and Jordan. I'm a new listener to your podcast, but I'm enjoying going through your back catalogue. I thought I'd drop you to an email with a TikTok account recommendation.
A lot of people say they're listening through the back catalogue at the moment, aren't they?
Yes.
I can't. We've said this a million times. I can't listen to the first few series. Not that I'm ashamed of them. I'm ashamed of myself.
Okay.
No, that's not fair.
And you think you've got better?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's not like I've made poo jokes all episode.
Have you ever... Actually, the first person to tell me about this was our friend Maxwell, who you moved into his room when he moved to Dubai.
Yeah, that's right.
Way in your old place. But if you're on podcast apps, there's that speed button. Mm. Have you ever listened to us at half speed?
No.
Especially if you listen to us on an episode where we actually were drunk. But if you listen to that on half speed, we sound absolutely tiddled.
I bet we do. Sorry, that was producer Ben's phone in the background there.
I don't think it was.
It might have been mine, actually. Shit. Carry on.
Right, back to Murin's letter. I'm from Dublin. And whenever Jordan does his Mikey impression, I think of this Dublin builder on TikTok. It's exactly how I imagine Jordan's Mikey. And I'd imagine producer Ben has just sent us the link.
Oh, okay.
To...
A lot of people were saying when Mikey actually appeared on This Morning, I was livid because it's give away the illusion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because loads of people were like, oh, my God, I actually thought he's a builder from Wakefield. He is. He is. Mm. He is.
I'm not sure he is.
He's from Wakefield.
He was born in Wakefield, but he hasn't lived there ever.
Where is he actually from? Oh, no, don't ruin the illusion. It's in Wakefield.
Saint-Tropez,
yeah, all right.
Ben, are you sending the link?
Yeah. How's the new job going?
It's going very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, all you ever did was whinge and moan when he wasn't working, and now you just whinge and moan because he's working all the time. He can't go away with you at the drop of a hat.
Right, let's look at this impression. watch only.
Hold on for a second. Hold on. How's that door there? I'm in the middle of something here. Ben has had something, right?
He looks like a builder.
You're not going to believe it. I'm not walking up to town here to get me dinner, right? You mashed me spuds, me potatoes and me fucking gravy and stuff and all, right? And carrots and cabbage. Don't forget the carrots.
Is he actually Irish?
I've seen a few people staring at me, right? And I was thinking, what the fuck are you looking at? You look there without a knocky bead now. And I was thinking to myself, are you looking for a scrap or what? Because I'm willing and able, you know? I says, maybe I'll just check me out. And I ended up going up to the counter to a woman. I said, well, there's probably a bit of ham there and a bit of extra stuff in there because I'm bleeding starving.
And I hate that. And it goes on.
I thought that was good.
I'm not exactly. Is she saying that the voice sounds like your impression of Mikey?
Oh, no, because he's Irish.
Yeah. But that's how she envisages Mikey as a look. Should we describe what we can see?
Oh, he's bearded. He looks like a builder.
Well, you're being slightly stereotypical there.
I can say that as a former builder myself.
For about 5 minutes. he's got some sort of... He's a glow in high vis.
I did it for 2 and a bit years as an apprentice.
Was it that long?
Well, I did year 10 work experience.
And then, for the entirety of year 10?
Year 10, year 11, and then I left school, and then I did about 6 months and then went to college.
What sort of things did you build? What were you working on?
So I used to work in a caravan factory.
A caravan factory?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then we used to do other bits and stuff. It depends. Every day was different.
When you say other bits, can you not remember?
Walls.
Walls.
Fences. Garden fences.
Just like random walls on their own, or did they connect to anything
else? No, job too big or small. And then if we were a bit quiet, we used to go back to the yard and just tidy up and sweep.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. Nice. Okay, good. Well, thank you very much, Murrin, for sending us that. It's, of course, not what Mikey looks like at all. Much more handsome.
Go on, do the next one.
Dear gents, greetings from Malaysia.
Hi.
I don't know any Malaysian greetings. Normally I like to, as you might notice, for our international listeners, I like to give a little bit of a...
You're very big in the Asian Pacific region, aren't you?
I am very big in the Asia Pacific region, yes, but I have not yet been to Malaysia.
How have you not?
No. Greetings from Malaysia. I hope you are all well. Firstly, I'm sorry this isn't a handwritten letter, but I actually don't even know how to send a letter to anyone from here. Apologies, therefore, that this is an email. I'm writing following the podcast I listened to today, which, as usual, accompanied me on my way home from work as I navigated the Kuala Lumpur traffic. You seriously make my tedious journeys so much better. Quite often, I can be seen howling with laughter whilst in traffic jams and attracting strange looks from other road users. Anyway, I digress. The reason for me getting in touch today is prompted by two issues on the podcast which are strangely linked and inspired me to get in touch. Dog shit and bear ass.
God. Is that all I talk about?
Your English is very good in Malaysia.
I think she's English.
Oh, she is English, apparently, so that's probably why. Today, Jordan was recounting his tale of the bear-ass football game in Burnley.
Yeah, I remember we talked about... When did we talk about... Do you remember playing bear-ass?
I've never played... Well...
I mean, I know you love a game of bear-ass these days, but... No, come on.
You sound like I should be on a register. This reminded me of another strange game my husband, also from Burnley, told me he used to play as a child. This game involved finding a stick and covering the end of it with dog dirt.
Yes! Yes! I forgot about that.
Then, apparently...
You had to protect your thing, yes.
Protect your what?
Yeah, there was like, carry on, read it.
Then, apparently, one would proceed to protect your area from friends or predators with said shitty stick.
Yes, did you never used to pick up stick and poo on a stick?
No!
Yeah.
Anyone who came close was poked with a stick and smeared with poo. The stick was then generally waved around with menace for general excitement.
Yeah.
As a much more refined bar liquor from Barnoldswick...
It's quite nice around Barnoldswick.
Is it?
Yeah. If you're from Barnoldswick, Barrowford.
Oh, Barnoldswick.
Yeah. So Kate Ryan's wife.
Yes.
She's from Barrowford. Nice end.
Which is...
Put it this way. They've got a Waitrose in Barrowford.
Oh, do they?
Oh. Or is it a Booths?
It's probably a Booths.
Might be a Booths.
Booths is nice. We like Booths.
It might be a Booths, anyway. Is it? Anyone from Barrowford, get in touch. Or get some of your staff to get in touch. It's a little thing we have for you.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
When good. Kate, when Ryan first got with Kate, everyone were like, she's from Barrowford. She's from Barrowford, yeah. Mum has a big house in Barrowford. That's what people used to say. Anyway,
come on. There's a Booths.
Yeah.
Yeah, get in touch. 81199.
Typical Barrowforder.
Is it 81199? I got it right.
No, it's not actually.
Oh, what is it now?
It's 03700 100 100 on WhatsApp.
On WhatsApp?
Yeah. Cheers for listening. It's been like that since September. Anyway.
No wonder my messages don't get read out.
Read.
Jordan, did you also partake in Shitty Stick? How about William? I think we've ascertained I did not. I don't wish to give anyone ammunition to Burnley bash, however. I was wondering, was or is this disgusting form of entertainment just for Burnley boys to enjoy? I'd also like to offer further information on the white dog dirt debate. Apparently you don't see it any longer as the quality of dog food has improved over the years. There you go, my first email to the show to talk shit. Marvellous. Keep up the good work, guys. Anne.
Yeah, so we talked... I did used to play that game. I can remember it vaguely. You don't see white dog poo anymore. And I always thought it was dog poo that had gone off, but apparently it is to do with somebody... A few people have DM'd me about that.
You, before we started recording, you told me that you have eaten dog food.
Yeah.
Right.
Dog biscuits.
Was this in your student days?
I can't remember. No, my mate...
Is this why you're ill?
My mate gave me a biscuit with brew once and I was eating loads and he went, you know those dog biscuits, don't you? And I think I had about 20. And they were in the shape of a bone, but I didn't click on.
Nothing gets past Jordan.
I didn't click on.
Right. Okay. Well, that's
you're
good.
You're only this week. Anyway, yeah.
Is there a coincidental that you are ill this week and Pilks has rung you after he was the one that force-feeded you? He hasn't sent anything down for you to eat.
No.
No?
No.
Dog biscuits.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, Anne, that was a great letter. And, we did used to play. There was loads of games. Did you ever used to play Angels and Devils? It depends where you were because there's always different names for it.
Okay.
So, like, we used to play Cuppies.
Mm?
Cuppies. Which is basically, in other parts, it was called Wembley, and in other parts of the world, it was called World Cup Willy.
Right.
And it was just basically all against all in football.
Right.
So we used to play that. Angels and Devils, where they'd be... The Devils would be at the top of the hill, the Angels would be at the bottom, and you'd have to fight your way to get to the top of the hill.
Okay.
Letter Bash, Manhunt.
Manhunt?
Oh, I've talked about this before. I'm sure I have. So you'd be two teams. It's basically hide and seek, but when you're a teenager, and you'd give each other a word... give each other a letter from a word and then you'd go and hide and if they found you they'd beat you up till you give you a letter and then they had to work out what the word was.
No way to promote literacy.
Anyway, next one.
We used to play a maths-based game called Mini Maxi Mega Bingo.
And how was that?
It was very good.
I know where you grew up.
Yes.
Yeah, it's mad to think that you never played out. So...
I played in the garden.
Yeah, but so... And I bet, like, for me, our door was always going... Because it'd be like, is he playing out?
Right.
And it'd be like, we lived on a street and people would come and...
But I grew up with no neighbours.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. I find that weird. I bet Halloween was shit at your house.
Yeah, we just didn't do it.
Did you not?
Just didn't, I mean, we would carve a pumpkin and put it in the front garden somewhere. And you'd sort of see it in the distance through a window.
Yeah, I just find it mad, because literally Saturday morning, or even after school, door constantly going.
Gosh.
Yeah, George Adams here! Dom's! Dill's here!
Dill?
Yeah, my brother's best mate.
Okay.
I've not seen Dill.
Why is he named after a herb?
I don't know. It might be called Dylan.
Oh,
what
yes.
What is
okay.
Dill's full name? No, it won't be Dylan. Anyway, I'll find out. It might be Dillip.
Dillip?
Mm.
Okay.
I think it's Dillip.
Right, well, this
I
is
I never
good.
Knew that. Anyway, I digress. Right. Next one.
This is from Zafia. It's Sophia with a Z.
Uh-huh.
Loved... The most recent episode always has me cracking up. Something I hate about emails at work is when someone deliberately CCs in your boss to try and get you to reply quickly.
Oh, that's sly, that.
To slash try to get you in trouble. Really annoys me and makes me put that person last on my to-do list.
Yeah, that's sly, that.
Yeah. Now, yes, this came off because in our last episode on Tuesday, you talked about all the sort of the things that you don't like on email. And so we do an email spash.
Yeah.
So we got one.
Yeah, that's... Oh, is that all?
Oh, God. We've been inundated.
Inundated.
Well, it's because everyone's texting on WhatsApp now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I hate that. That's sly. If I want to annoy Ben, I always at Stuart in the WhatsApp group. Anyways, but... what time are we meeting at the venue? At Stuart Moore. Just a bit.
Ben's mouth is very wide at the moment. That
sounds good. Hello, boys. I'll be there now in a minute. Stuart, by the way, we should just say this. We're back on tour in a couple of weeks. And obviously, Ben works hard. We do that. But seriously, Stuart is a grafter. He brings all the kit in and out. He drives around in his van. He actually, and it's way below him and his job because he runs a big audio production company, a very successful one. Mm. And he's basically our lackey when we're on the thing.
I mean, Ben does quite a lot of that set shifting as well.
Sure, say, right, lads, I'm going to go down and bring the chairs in on stage now in a minute, and then we'll get you some food. You all right there, Jordan, all right? Yeah, so that.
I think Stuart in another life was a removals company.
Yeah, he does look like it, doesn't he?
Audio always, removals sometimes.
Yeah.
That's probably the new company.
Never seen him so butch. He's got his little shorts on, his boots, his T-shirt.
He loves a white van.
He does. Man.
Right.
Sorry. It's
just before
God.
Jordan
Honestly,
actually dies.
Honestly, I know what my mum's going through right now.
I mean, I don't think you do.
She's
Yeah, I'm sure she's delighted that you've just mentioned that.
Why? There's no secret. Mention it. She never bloody shuts up going on about it. Pick it every time I ring her. She's going, Graham, get me She's got a menopause mist in the fridge, have I told you this?
A menopause mist?
Yeah. She calls it a menopause mist.
Right.
I've not told you.
No.
So she makes it herself. It's a little spray.
Yes.
That she sprays on herself.
It's luxury got, spritz.
It's got, yeah, it's a spritz. It's got lemon in it.
Mm.
I think it's got lavender, cold water, and there's something else. She's having one of her funny turns. She sprays herself.
And does it help?
I think so, yeah. Oh. Anyway.
Nice. Well, maybe she should take it on Dragon's Den.
Yeah, she should, actually. She'd make a fortune.
Go and spritz Deborah Meaden in the face.
Hello, dragons. Wendy North here. So, a lot of women my age go through a thing called the menopause. You might seen it on Loose Women because they talk about it a lot on there. She loves it when they talk about it.
Oh, do they? Does she?
Anyway, so I've come up with a menopause mist. It's just a spritz of spray that I made myself. She does.
Like Britney Spears having her own perfume.
So, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or problem, this is the place where we can read it out. Drop into our DMs or send us an email with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So, if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
See you on Tuesday.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.